Get this win. Everybody all in. Give me everything you got. Dogs on three. One, two, three.
Dogs.
Let me say one thing to you today. It's time to play ball. Sunday. Ain't nothing like it. Give thanks.
Statement game. Who are we? Who are we? Praise of the day. Throw it fast. Finish strong. Throw it fast. Finish strong. Let's go, baby. Let's go. Hey, we come out here to win, baby. Three on three. One, two, three.
Win.
After 11 consecutive losses to the Baltimore Ravens, the Browns, they vowed to play fast, play chippy, play with an edge. Yeah, they did all that for 60 minutes and beat Baltimore 24-18, ending the misery of that 11-game skid. Welcome to Browns Overtime, everybody. 71,000 loving it here at First Energy Stadium. Michael Regei, Jerrod Cherry, live at Brownstown. And Jerrod, all week long, the Browns talked about they got to start fast. They got to play with tempo, play with an edge. Did you feel that that was mission accomplished coming out and starting that way today against Baltimore?
Certainly, Michael. And when you see the final score that the Browns win, it has to be the mission was accomplished. More importantly, you saw guys that you've never seen before step up and fulfill their roles and not be lackluster. So I'm very impressed with the effort and backing up Joe Hayden's speech and saying, you know what, this is not the same Ravens of old, and they proved to be the case. Break that streak, that's a great move.
Jerrod, yeah, Joe Hayden and the team leaders, they put it out there during the course of the week, and I think Rob Chudzinski's ability to show the confidence in them, we'll get to that with twice today, going for it on key fourth down opportunities, touchdown, keep a drive alive, but Jerrod, again, for the second straight week, the veteran, Jason Campbell, was superb. Three touchdown throws. He protected the football, didn't put it in danger's way. That's back-to-back weeks that this young veteran has stepped in and been terrific at running his offense.
Michael, Jason Campbell is making the Browns going to have to make a hard and tough decision this offseason. Do you ride with Brian Hoyer or do you go with Jason Campbell? And if he keeps this up, Michael, you have to assume that you will ride with Jason Campbell because you have to be impressed. The man is doing it with no running game. Let me say that again. No running game, and he's putting up great numbers, not against your run-of-the-mill defenses, but good defenses, Michael.
Yeah, well, you're right, and the Browns still have not found the key to open up success at running the football. But do you think that Jason Campbell made it a point today with another one of his veterans, Devon Bess, as we know, who has had a rough last 3 weeks, had certainly a case of whether it was shaken confidence, not catching the football. Jerrod, today, he was lights out in the red zone, ran routes beautifully, and Campbell showed a great deal of confidence in going to him.
That he did, and that's a sign of a professional. When you see a guy not repeat and make the same mistakes that he made weeks prior, and with Devon Bess, you got to give him all the credit in the world, take your hat off to him, and give him his props and his praise, because I thought he was suspect, I thought his confidence was gone, but he bounced back and showed why he's a professional and why he's lasted in the NFL so long, Michael.
Greg Little also had a career day. Jerrod, I was a little bit worried that maybe he was getting excessive. He was chippy. He was feisty. He got two 15-yard penalties against them after plays were over. But bottom line, was that needed today from Greg Little in terms of the whole performance that he was able to put forth?
Certainly, Michael. You wonder if he revisited that conversation with Alonzo Mourning, because Greg Little was on fire today. You like his effort, and you don't want the selfish penalties. At the same time, you can't go out there and get punked by your opponent. And I appreciate his effort and the way he played. And most importantly, he had significant plays for this team. Josh Gordon was the man today. Greg Little and Devon Bess picked up that void, and you need that week in and week out. Because when you have guys playing like that, guess what? It opens it up for everybody.
But Jerrod, their ability defensively, with six sacks and numerous hits on Joe Flacco, how uncomfortable did they make Flacco, who Jerrod has never lost to the Cleveland Browns, until today.
Well, Joe Flacco's never seen a rush like this on the Cleveland Browns. Whenever you can have four or five men coming at you and you can't do what you want to do on offense, that poses a problem for any quarterback, especially one of the caliber of Joe Flacco. But more importantly, Michael, what you like about it is that they maintain that level of intensity for four quarters. There were some lulls in the game, but for the most part, that pressure stayed there, and they did what was necessary to make Joe Flacco uncomfortable. And when you have a Joe Flacco that's uncomfortable, you have a Ravens team that can do nothing on offense.
I hear you talking, Jay. And how about the rookie head coach today? Ooh. As we alluded to, Rob Chudzinski. Remember last week against Kansas City in the red zone, he said, let's strap it up and go, fourth and one. He did it twice today, and it led to 10 points for the Browns. What's in the first half, and what's on that final drive? Let's hear from the head coach, the rookie head coach, Chud, who finally says enough is enough, and he makes sure his football team puts an end to the losing ways against Baltimore.
This is a tough division, and you know the teams we're going to play in this division and have played in this division are outstanding. And I mentioned and talked about it earlier in the week. We've been the kid brother in this division for a long time, and you know you have to go play, and you have to if you want to change that, you have to do things to change it. And you know, I think that the guys' approach this week was outstanding. They believed, and it's a matter of the actions and getting it done on the field. And we were able to get it done today.
Yeah, the head coach feels very good about what he's accomplished with his football team. We're going to hear from Jason Campbell coming up in just a few on Browns Overtime with Vic Carucci. Gerard, you as a veteran player, you won three Super Bowls with a veteran football team with Bill Belichick at the helm. How much does it mean to a locker room and to a team's confidence and belief in themselves when a head coach shows that kind of belief in them, like Rob Chudzinski has done for the last couple weeks with his football team?
Michael, it's immense, because when you have a head coach that says, you know what, my job is on the line, my credibility is on the line, but guess what, guys, I'm going to ride and roll with you, that says a lot to a locker room, Michael. And more importantly, you saw in the course of this game, Rob Chudzinski learned from mistakes, because you can make the argument that he learned from that first half gaffe of not going for it and keeping the pedal on the metal against the Baltimore Ravens. But what did he do in the second half? He came back and he was aggressive the whole way through, and this team obviously responds to being aggressive.
What an exciting day here in the lakefront. We're delighted you're a part of it with us out of Brownstown on Browns Overtime. Gerard Cherry, Michael Regeid, don't go away. When we get back, Vic Carucci is going to be joined by the quarterback who was masterful today, Jason Campbell. That's when we return following the exciting and very, very enthusiastic Browns 24-18 win over the Baltimore Ravens. Back in a moment. Don't go away.
Here's Campbell lobbing the ball. It is caught by Devon Best. Touchdown! Campbell got it. He steps. He throws Best wide open at the 15. Oh, what a move to the 10, to the pylon, to the end zone. Touchdown!
Welcome back, everybody. The sweet sounds of victory echoing in everybody's ears around First Energy Stadium. 24-18, the Browns beat the Baltimore Ravens. Michael Regeid with Gerard Cherry. How about the performance from Jason Campbell today? Masterful in running his offense. Almost flawless, as a matter of fact. Let's find out more how Campbell assessed everything as the Browns' starting quarterback, who just beat the Baltimore Ravens, stands by with Vic Carucci. Gentlemen.
Thanks, Michael. Jason, a huge game, but a hugely difficult one for you because you played a whole lot of it with very sore ribs. What was that whole experience like?
No, it's tough, especially when you're trying to throw the football. You know, it affected some of my accuracy on some balls and the velocity that I try to put on the ball. You know, it was kind of tough at times, but, you know, my guys, they rallied around me. I thought they did an outstanding job of making plays. I thought Coach Norv adapted to when my ribs were hurt. I thought he called a great game, adapted the situation. And, you know, it just happened to see these guys win. You know, it's been it's been rough, but guys will continue to come together each and every week, and we start to believe in each other and build chemistry.
As sore as your ribs were, though, any notion at all that you were not going to finish this game?
Nah, they have to drag me out of that one. You know, there's games like that in the NFL. You know, there's tough fought games, and at this time of the season, no one's 100%. And there's a lot of guys fighting with playing with injuries, and I just think it just gives us an opportunity, you know, to keep fighting. You know, we take that mentality, you know, don't ever give up, don't quit, and we're going to fight to the end. I just, you know, not at one time I thought that, you know, I wanted to come out of that game or at that standpoint. I had to pull me out.
Two touchdown passes to Devon Bess and the big fourth down connection with him, too, late in the game. Just getting this guy back on track after what happened in Kansas City, how important was that? And did you at all have any concerns about him after KC?
I had no concerns. You know, I said that last week after the game. And then he came to me Monday when we had our meetings, and he was like, "Hey, Jay, I'm going to be there for you this week." And, you know, it just means so much because, you know, I just know a guy like that. You don't be in the league that long and make plays the way he has in this league and just all of a sudden go in a tank after one bad game. You know, he was a guy that stepped up and made a big play today and made big plays and had an outstanding game. And I think I was more proud for him on that fourth down catch. And it was a similar situation to last week. And, you know, and he made an outstanding catch there.
Did you have to adjust things that you were doing because of your ribs during the course game as far as the way you threw the ball?
Yeah, you know, sometimes I was trying to, you know, get the ball out quicker, find some, you know, shorter throws, just find a completion. That a lot of times, you know, probably a couple of things I probably could have hit downfield, but I just didn't know if I can get enough on the ball to take that shot. And with the game being so close like this, I just didn't want to create a turnover.
All right, Jason, thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it, guys.
All right. Back to you, Michael.
Now don't you love that? Very unassuming. But, Gerard, they called this young man nothing more than a game manager, that dreaded quarterbacking phrase. Jason Campbell can show you he's so much more than that in running his offense.
Yeah, Jason Campbell needs to lose that moniker. He was not your game manager quarterback today, a guy just going out there just to manage and take care of the football. He was exceptional today. And take this to heart. He had no running game. Imagine how difficult that is against the Baltimore Ravens to orchestrate what he was able to accomplish with no running game, making plays with his feet as well as his arm, Michael.
Well, I thought the way Jason Campbell protected the football, I mean, he's smart. When he has to throw it away, he'll throw it away. Of course, he took that hit from Helote Nata today. But, Gerard, how does that speak to, we saw him fist bumping, trainers and offensive coaches on the sidelines. Would a lot of guys just packed it up and said, wait a minute, I'm done for the day?
Oh, that was his opportunity to say, you know what, no mas, I want no more. But being the competitor he is and what we're finding out that he is, he went back in that football game and led his football team down the field for scores and to ultimately win this game. That was huge. You need your leader out there on the football field, not sitting on the sideline with a team medic saying, I don't feel too good.
Yeah, he's thrown for 5 touchdown passes without a pick in 2 weeks. Yeah, the loss to Kansas City last week. But again, Jason Campbell knows how to get this Browns offense in the end zone. And that's sweet to everybody. Bottom line. All right, don't go away. When we come back, what kind of day did Devon Bess have today? We're going to find out. Young man who made enormous catches will join us right here on Browns Overtime. Following the win over the Baltimore Ravens. That's next. Don't move.
What a move to the 10, to the pylon, to the end zone, touchdown!
Here's Campbell lobbing the ball, it is caught by Devon Bess, touchdown!
What a wildly exciting day here at First Energy Stadium as the Browns come up with this 24-18 win over the Baltimore Ravens, ending the 11-game losing slide. Michael Regei with Gerard Cherry. What a performance. Call it a day of redemption, if you like, from Devon Bess, who bounced back with a couple of big touchdown catches. Let's check in with Vic Carucci, who stands by with a Browns veteran receiver who had a big afternoon in the win over Baltimore.
Thank you, Michael. Devon, huge game. 2 touchdown catches for you, a huge win. Just tell me all the emotion that comes into a game like this.
first and foremost, I'm just happy, you know, for my teammates. You know, just the way they compete, they battle week in, week out, practice, you know, ebbs and flows during the game. The coaches, you know, doing a good job at putting us all in the positions to make the necessary plays. And, you know, just swinging when your opportunity comes.
How gratifying was it for you after a tough game against Kansas City to come back with a game like this?
You know, it was more special just to see the look on everybody's face in the locker room after. You know, just knowing that we put so much into you know, this week and working and having that mindset, knowing that we was going to beat Baltimore, you know, and just coming in and executing our game plan.
You never allowed yourself, at least talking to you, to get down over what happened. I mean, a lot of people talked about it. You were asked about it quite a bit. I know it wasn't a fun question for you, but how did you maintain your sense of confidence?
You know, just focus, man. You know, give you know, through the power of God, focus and just strength. You know, in my past and what I've been through, I was just able to just stay focused, man, and just, you know, understand I got guys who had my back, which was really, really good, which was really key. And I was just, you know, excited.
All right, now you got the bye coming up. You snap a 3-game losing streak and an 11-game one to the Ravens. So what's it all mean now in what looks like a very wide open AFC North?
You know, it was only one game. You know, we know what's at stake. You know, we have a shot. We know what type of team we got. You know, we just gotta, you know, keep focused, you know, keep our heads down, keep competing, and keep battling that practice.
All right, Devon, thank you. Congratulations. Back to you, Michael.
Devon Best, big. Browns come up with a 24-18 win over the Baltimore Ravens. Say goodbye to that misery-filled 11-game losing slide to Baltimore. When we get back on the other side, we'll hear from the very confident cornerback of your Cleveland Browns that said, "We got Baltimore this week." Joe Hayden's coming up next on Browns Overtime. Don't go away.
Back, a deep drop, pressure coming, going long down the middle of the field. This could be picked, and it is. The Browns got it. On a tip, the Browns have it. On the deflection, Joe Hayden's got his first of the year.
Welcome back to Browns Overtime, everybody. Plenty of exuberance today at First Energy Stadium. Why not? Browns beat the Baltimore Ravens. First time in 11 tries. The final at 24-18. Michael Regan, Gerard Cherry. How about Joe Hayden this week? He became a vocal leader of your Cleveland Browns. 6 tackles, 3 of them solo. Couple of passes defensed. And that big pick from Joe Hayden against Joe Flacco. The corner stands by with our Vic Carucci following the Browns win. Gentlemen, take it away.
Thank you, Michael. Joe, how big is this? I mean, you snap a 3-game losing streak, but more importantly, an 11-game one to the Ravens.
Yeah, I mean, that was big. I mean, it's a big game for our team, and our locker room was going crazy. You know, just we're just happy that we were finally able to hear all that talking about losing 11 straight. And like I said earlier, man, we're a different team. And it wasn't no shot at Baltimore. They're a completely different team, too. It's just completely different faces ready to go out there for a division game and just battle.
And by all accounts, the Ravens tried to use that. They were trying to use that as some kind of a motivation. Did you give any second thought that maybe you shouldn't have said something, or did you really care about that?
Not at all. Not at all. I mean, at the end of the day, when you go out there and play ball, I mean, you have to do it between the lines, between the whistles. So that really didn't go through my mind too much.
All right, talk about the defensive effort today. It looked like Joe Flacco, obviously he made some of his plays. There were moments where it seemed like you took the foot off the throat occasionally, but you did put it on when you had to. Give me an overall of the defensive effort.
You know, I mean, we were out there doing our thing. We were out there making plays. People were flying around, making sacks. We had linebackers making sacks, safeties, corners. Everybody was getting involved. And, you know, like at the same time, we're doing our thing, making plays, but they're a really good team. So at the end of the day, they're going to be able to make plays, too. In the first half, at the end, they made those 2 plays, got a touchdown. But it was never a time when we didn't think that we were going to be able to, you know what I'm saying, handle our business. And that's the thing about our team that I liked about this game was we never got down. Nobody ever got down. When we needed our offense to make a play, they made a play. When the defense needed to step up, we stepped up. So it was just a big, big team win.
All right, some perspective here now. You're going into the break. You take this win with you. It gives you a good chance to savor it. This is a wide-open AFC North now. Cincinnati losing, Pittsburgh losing, and you guys beat the Ravens. So how are you looking at the rest of the season?
We're looking at it like we have everything we want in front of us. But like we said before, we got to go day by day, game by game. And this was a really big game for us, and it's going to give us some momentum to come in and come into our bye week, have everybody the good spirits. And when you get back, just ready to ball, ready to get back out there and make some more plays.
All right, congrats, Joe. Thank
you, man. Appreciate it.
Back to you, Mike.
All right, Vic, appreciate that. Yeah, and one thing you cannot minimize, Gerard Cherry, is that with this win today, now the Browns have played three division games in the AFC North. When was the last time we talked about the Browns being 2-1 in their first three of six division games against Baltimore, Cincinnati, and Pittsburgh?
It's been a while, Michael, and I must say I'm impressed by Joe Hayden, because I thought it was unwise for him to say what he said going into this week. But I will give him credit and his Brown teammates. You backed it up, and you did show that it is not the same Baltimore Ravens of the past that beat you 11 straight times.
As you look at things right now, given the division, coming out of the bye, a game with the Cincinnati Bengals, then Pittsburgh and Jacksonville, how is this setting up for the Browns with a confidence factor going into the bye week and then beyond?
Well, the confidence factor is huge right now. You're saying to yourselves, we have a competent quarterback. We can do things if our defense gives that effort. And if our offense is able to move down the football field, we have a chance. But more importantly, you have closed the gap, and now you're surpassing teams in your division. That's how you sustain winning, and that is how you get better, and that's how you get into the playoffs.
I hear the emphasis in your voice, my man.
Oh, I believe it, because I've lived it, seen it, and I know it when I see it.
Gerard, a lot of fun for 71,000 plus
that
today. The energy was here at First Energy Stadium. Know you loved it. Browns say goodbye to that 11-game skid against Baltimore with a most resounding 24-18 win over the Baltimore Ravens. That is sweet football on this first Sunday in November. Now for all of our hardworking crew, our producer Andy Hecht, our associate producer Drew Boatner, for Vic Carucci, for Gerard Cherry, I'm Michael Regai. Enjoy the bye week, everybody. It'll be a sweet one following the Browns' win over the Baltimore Ravens. We'll see you next time on Browns Overtime. So long, everybody.